Early voting starts in Massachusetts on Monday, October 22nd. This is the second time voters in Massachusetts will have the option to cast ballots in person before Election Day. It was very popular the first time. In 2016, almost a quarter of the state's registered voters chose to vote early. WAMC's Pioneer Valley Bureau Chief Paul Tuthill spoke with the City of Springfield's Election Commissioner, Gladys Oyola Lopez.
We as a municipality are required to host early voting. It's only one location, so it's our main office location where we're expected to host it unless we're otherwise prohibited by space or by some limitations. And only during our office hours, our normal business hours. Anything above and beyond that is up to each city and town to decide.
And each city and town does it differently. But in terms of the city of Springfield, what will you be doing for the early voting period?
Springfield, we really saw a lot of people were excited and really interested in the process back in 2016. So along the lines of what we did back then, we're going to have City Hall be open during the entire voting period. And we're also going to have seven other locations throughout the city hosting, 4 hour and 5 hour blocks of early voting.
And those other locations will be on different days during the 2 week period. Is that correct?
Correct. So we're going to have City Hall will always be a standard. We're always going to be open. And then we have other locations open additionally. For the most part, there'll be two a day, so that we're going to have City Hall. We'll have, for example, one out in Indian Orchard, and then we'll try to have one closer to this area, the Ward 2 area, on the same day to give people the ability to go to a different location based on their proximity.
Based on the experience with early voting in 2016, did you make any changes for 2018?
We did. So what we changed in 2016, we used the libraries and we had a great partnership with the libraries so that they hosted our early voting sites. What we did this year was put them in locations that had a little more space because people did like it so much. For example, the Greenleaf Library hosted. At one point, we had people outside the door and around the corner. They posted up with lawn chairs. So we moved it just a few feet over to the Greenleaf Community Center. We're having more open space, and we're actually trying to make it kind of more of a community event. So for that event at Greenleaf, we're going to have it be like a Halloween theme. We're going to welcome kids, have a face painter, and make it more of a family type of event so that people can bring their children.
What was the reaction to early voting in 2016? You mentioned at the one location there were lines out the door and around the corner, and that, I guess that was pretty much indicative of what happened across the state when I believe it was almost a quarter of the registered voters cast their ballots early. Was that the experience in Springfield as well, that you had a very large turnout for early voting?
We did. I mean, especially for Springfield, during our elections, we do get lower voter turnout. That unfortunately has been the trend past couple elections. But what we did see in early voting is people were excited about the process. They were excited to be able to choose when and where they cast their ballot. And we saw people who said at the beginning of the process, oh, I'm not going to early vote. And by the second week, they were in here, they were casting ballots, including some of our elected officials, which was nice to see.
So did early voting help increase turnout overall in Springfield, would you say?
It didn't have an effect on the overall turnout, but what it did do was shift the absentee ballot request and shift the day of election request into kind of the early voting percentages that we saw.
Now, just so we're clear on how early voting works, on election day, November 16th, people who are registered to vote have to go to a specific polling place based on where they live. But with early voting, you can go anywhere, correct? So when you're having voting out in the neighborhoods, you don't have to live in that neighborhood in order to vote there, right?
Correct. So what we saw are certain people who work in the downtown area would come here to City Hall, even though they live out in the 16 Acres area and the Indian Orchard area, because they were closer to us on during the early voting period. this is where they chose to cast their ballot. And so from October 22nd through November 1st, they're able to come down here, or actually through November 2nd. And November 2nd, we close at noon to early voting.
Now, people who live in Springfield or anywhere in Massachusetts, where can they go to get information about the times and locations for early voting?
I would say your local city or town clerk's office or your local voter board would be the most accurate place. Our Secretary of State has done a great job in combining all of that information. So if you go onto the Secretary of State's web portal and you type in your name and address, it will actually show you who's going to be on your specific ballot on election day, and it will give you a link to your early voting locations.